think what's been exciting and particularly memorable about this engagement with the Games under the umbrella Christian charity called More Than Gold is the fact that the executive itself, which is made up of 16 Christian denominations, is chaired by a Catholic. For many, that might not seem surprising. But in somewhere like England, where less than 10% of people are Catholic, and where we're still viewed as being perhaps a little bit strange, particularly by the Baptist, dare I say, you know, it's quite something to go ahead and to select a Catholic to chair the work of the churches around the world's largest sporting event.
As an American, one is not quite aware of the way that Catholics are perceived sometimes in the UK.
That's right. We, in some way, particularly London, I think many people forget that London was the birthplace of Protestantism. And so even after the visit of His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI, which is still being talked about in glowing terms, really, by the Protestants and evangelical communities here in the UK, partly because he came with such a strong prophetic voice about the fact that our roots are in Jesus Christ and that he is the hope of the world, and that no other, really, other denomination or affiliation has such a strong prophetic voice worldwide as Pope Benedict has. So the fact that they are willing to engage with us as a Catholic community and to listen to us means that the essence of the Christian climate here in London is changing. Not just that, but because the Catholics have been at the table with many of the Protestants and evangelicals, what's even more exciting for all of us is that the Orthodox churches have chosen to join the table as well. So it means that for the first time, for many, many people, you have the Orthodox and the black-led churches, some of the free churches and independent churches, all of us together, dialoguing, praying together, and also engaging practically in sort of hands-on ventures that we're going to be rolling out during the Games. So these are really exciting times for us. It's as though the Holy Spirit's doing a very new work here in London, and we hope that this will have a ripple effect on how large global sporting events are engaged with in the future as well.
So exactly what does this More Than Gold, well, first of all, it has a very interesting name, More Than Gold. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the name More Than Gold goes back to that passage by St. Paul when he talks about the fact that we're all there to run the race, but that actually there's only one winner. And, you know, we don't run after a wreath that withers, but that actually we're all winners in Jesus Christ. He's the victor, and he calls us to share in his victory. And what's happened is More Than Gold, which was born really in Atlanta in 1996, its name says that, you know, even to the athletes themselves, even though you might win a gold medal, is that all there is to achieve in life? And many of the Christian athletes with whom we've spoken and we deal with, they all say, you know, their faith in Jesus Christ means much, much more to them than any piece of metal that they might win and put around their neck at the Olympic Games. Yes, this is a manifestation of their potential and of their being the best in the world. But actually, what is most important and fundamental to all of our lives is he who is worth more than gold, and that is Christ himself. And More Than Gold here, as I say, has been engaging with many across the board, really, from the Christian churches. And at present there are 27 denominations and different Christian agencies who total the global sponsors of the charity itself. But it's quite an incredible time, because often what happens is we have gathered together as Christians in the UK for small projects that might transpire several months away. But never have we had the opportunity to gather as we are doing now with an event such as the Olympic and Paralympic Games.
And the one lesson James says we have to learn in all of this is that we have to bend in love.
We made a commitment to each other when we first began to gather together, that we wouldn't try and be like each other, but that we would come with the riches of our own identity, and that we would be true to those across the board. And with that understanding and foundation laid, it's meant that as though people have been able to sort of give out a sigh of relief. And so I go in truly Catholic, you know, with no excuses about the Catholic faith and what we're about. And the opportunities just to be a Catholic apologist have been numerous throughout the last 3 years, situations that I would probably never have found myself with, or any of our Catholic volunteers would ever have found themselves with, if we hadn't engaged with this charitable work. But the same is true for us. We're learning a lot about the misunderstandings we have about other Christians, and we have the opportunity just to share and to celebrate Christ's love that is very real and very tangible for each one of us. So this doesn't feel like work at all. It feels like we're experiencing a real slice of heaven here on earth.
This is really a time of austerity in Europe. So is it really the right time for a 10 billion euro investment in sports?
Well, it seems as though this is in sport itself, but actually this is about legacy. And what's very different about the Olympic site itself in London compared to some of the recent Olympic sites we've seen, example in Beijing, in Athens, even in Sydney itself, is that the Olympic site itself is smack bang in the middle of a place where people already live. So there's already a strong transport infrastructure surrounding the Olympic site itself. But not just that, but there's not just been places built for athletes to reside in, but they've been very carefully planned to ensure that by the end of the Games, we will be left with 7,000 new homes. And in the next 20 years, they're looking at building another 33,000 new homes to give us 40,000 new homes in total. But also, London is desperate for some world-class sporting facilities. Although we have some great football stadiums and we're renowned for our Premiership football here in the UK, we haven't even got an Olympic-sized swimming pool in London, or Olympic diving boards, for example, or a velodrome. And so what happens is we're not just actually clearing up some toxic wasteland, but we're providing new homes, we're providing new sporting opportunities, we're being provided with the largest urban park in Europe for 150 years, part of which is landscaped and part of which is going to be natural parkland. So the otters have been returning to the rivers, the newts have been coming, over 3,000 new trees planted. So all in all, 10 billion euro is not that large an investment in some way, not just to host one of the greatest sporting events the world ever sees, but to have a legacy of this type for the people of London. So all in all, we think it's a pretty good investment overall. And it also gives us something to look forward to, which, you know, surprisingly, not that many people in Europe have got to look forward to this year.
Just another question. Are the authorities satisfied with the cleanup measures? You said it was a toxic wasteland before with lead and all kinds of chemical waste. Are they satisfied with the level of cleanup so in order to allow new communities to rise up there?
Absolutely. I mean, clearly there's very strong rules and regulations around where people can live and how people can live. And, you know, the fact that so many electricity pylons, which give out a lot of radiation, have actually all been placed very, very deep underground in tunnels, means that actually this is probably one of the safest areas of all where people can live. Endless tests have had to be done on the ground itself. Specimens were taken away a number of years beforehand to check how possible it was to cleanse the land itself, in the sense of the toxicity. And this is proven to work and to work very well. And so much of the new greenery and the landscaping work that's been done in and around the Olympic Park is beginning to thrive. And I don't think that would be happening if the toxicity level was in any way still hazardous at all. So it seems to be doing well and going very, very well.
James Parker is the Catholic chair of the More Than Gold charity. He's also the Catholic executive coordinator of the 2012 Games.